Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big day for baseball yesterday as the season gets underway. Now you get into the regular portion of your season. A guy that knows how to manage throughout, has some rings, longtime manager of the New York Yankees, now with Radio.com Sports. He's our insider, Joe Girardi, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Joe, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. And by the way, I got to mention your reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class, which I'm sure you're cruising around in right now. So I wanted to ask you first and foremost, as a manager, opening day is special to everybody, and then there's the day after opening day. It's not that it's deflation, it's just back into the regular grind. But talk about the butterflies, talk about the jitters, talk about the anticipation for opening day.
Yeah, I think it's similar for a player and as a manager. I think a player, you want to feel like you're ready to go. You left spring training with a good swing. You left spring training with having all your pitches. You want to feel that you're prepared. And the same thing is true for a manager. Sometimes that depends on what you have and who's injured and who's not. You want to feel like that you have everyone. But it's really just feeling like you're prepared. And once you go through it on opening day and you get rid of those butterflies, it's business as usual. And that's what the players love.
Season now, you start to get into managing bullpens, managing rotations, because everybody wants to win opening day and walk away with a good feeling, but as we all know, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Brewers came up big yesterday and ride that emotion. I had said at the beginning of the show, it's almost like somebody hit pause after they lost game 7 of the NLCS, and then they hit play because everything carried over. Hader got a two inning save and threw 21 pitches. Lorenzo Cain steals one off the wall. Christian Yelich picks up where he left off. Chacin gets a win when he's on the mound. Can you carry over one season to the next in baseball? And if so, how difficult is it to do it?
I think the confidence can. I definitely think the confidence. I think it's a very confident club that plays very loose and that has a lot of fun and really enjoys each other in the clubhouse. But obviously, different things are going to come up. You know, right now, they don't have Jeffress and they don't have Knebel. That's not something they had to deal with last year at the end of the year. They don't have Sawyer or Woodruff or Burns in the bullpen as well. And that's something they didn't have. So I think the real test for this club, you know, the first month or so, is how they weather not having those big guys in the bullpen. Because Hader can't do it every night. They used to be able to spread it around, but he can't do it every night. So who steps up? You can carry over the confidence, but the cast is different right now, and the cast has to come together and understand what their roles are.
Did the Brewers change the way we look at pitching last year and change the value of starting pitching last year?
No, I don't necessarily think so. I think good bullpens have been going on for a long, long time. Maybe starting a guy for one batter, now that changed a little bit. But let's go back to the Nasty Boys. It was a five-inning game, you know, when they had Dibble, Charlton, and Myers. You know, the Yankees, when I was a player there, it was a five-inning game because of what Mariano did. Mariano was very similar to Hader. You know, the year that Kansas City won, they really shortened it up. So, yeah, they were maybe a little bit more creative, but this isn't coming for a while now, and I don't think it's completely different. But, again, starting a guy for one batter, that's a little different.
Wanted to ask you specifically about the Central. I mean, the Brewers add Yasmani Grandal. They bring Moustakas back. They've got really a powerful lineup that can hit for average and can hit for power. I don't know if they can go swings for swing, toe for toe with what the Cubs have, but certainly they've got a bullpen that's still pretty strong. If they get Jeffress back, if Jimmy Nelson can come back and be healthy and add to that rotation, where do you place them in conjunction with the Cubs in the Central?
You know, I think it's going to be really tight throughout. I really do. I had the Brewers winning it before Knebel went down and then Jeffress went down. And I think a lot of it depends on Jeffress and what they add at the end to create a bullpen like they had last year. Because right now, I would not say it's the same. Could other players step up and create the same feeling? Absolutely. But I don't think clubs are as intimidated when they go in there as they were last year. I mean, Corey Knebel, you could have argued the last 2 months of the season was as good as any reliever in the game of baseball. I mean, he was filthy, and Jeffers did his job, and they could spread it around. I think if you were a club facing the Milwaukee Brewers, if you weren't winning it after five innings, you knew you were in a lot of trouble. And that puts pressure on those first five innings. I'm not so sure clubs are going to feel that, especially if Hader has thrown two innings the day before. And it's a different feel for the other clubs. So they got to create that bullpen effect again.
Talk with Joe Girardi from Radio.com Sports Insider. Joe, you mentioned Jeffers. You talk about Knebel. The Brewers right now, they're kind of sitting on their hands waiting to see if Jeffers is going to pitch pretty well in this minor league game coming up this weekend. If he does not, and if that shoulder remains weak and he can't get it back up to 94, 95, 96 miles an hour, are you as a manager going to the front office saying, hey, we got to go get somebody else? We got to fortify the back end of the bullpen for all the reasons you just gave?
Yeah, I think you go and say, what are our options? And I'm sure internally they're talking about it every day. And, you know, are there some people out there that make sense? Maybe. Maybe you sign another starter and move one of those other guys back to the bullpen. Maybe you sign, you know, a closer that's out there or a reliever that's out there that tries to improve. I mean, really, there's one real good reliever that's still out there. Maybe you try to do that because a lot of times windows for winning are short. And I think Milwaukee is in a window right now because of all the talent they have there, and there's some young talent that continues to improve. So I think it's something you have to consider. And it breaks my heart that Corey Knebel's hurt because I loved watching him pitch. It was special, and it breaks my heart.
In the National League, let's start there. Everybody believes that Atlanta can be back, certainly Washington, Philadelphia with the addition of Bryce Harper. The East is going to be competitive. The West, I'm not quite knowing what to make of the Dodgers. I know Colorado's got an up-and-coming team. Arizona wants to be better. I don't know if they can be. Is it same old, basically, in the National League, except for the Central, who's going to just beat up on one another, and then you may have a decision late in the season?
I wouldn't count out the Mets. I would definitely not count out the Mets because of their rotation, the top three in the rotation and maybe even four and the two guys they added at the back end, and they have more offense and they have professional hitters. I would not count them out. I also would look at Colorado and think it's going to come down to the Dodgers and Colorado. I think the Central from top to bottom is probably the best division. You know, I look at Milwaukee's schedule. There is no easy game until June. There really isn't. I mean, you could say, okay, Cincinnati had a bad year. That's a much improved club with a lot better offense, with some better pitching. Pittsburgh, you know, you can roll into some of those starters, and those are not easy games. The National League from top to bottom is really, really good. And I wouldn't be surprised if 88 games won your division, but I think you'll see the Dodgers and Colorado battle it out. I think you'll see the Braves, the Phillies, the Nationals, and the Mets battle it out. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch those, the East and the Central.
And then you've got, obviously, the American League. The East is going to be exciting. I saw the massive overreaction out of Red Sox fans yesterday as the bullpen imploded. But the Yankees get a win, and everybody else in that division loses. I still think it's going to be the Yankees and the Red Sox battling it out. The Central is going to be interesting because I don't think anybody's overwhelmingly strong. Cleveland's still a very good team. And then Seattle off to a fast start, but we know what Houston can do. So give me the breakdown real quick of the American League.
Well, I think it comes down to the Yankees in Boston. I would pick the Yankees over Boston because of the subtraction that Boston made to Joe Kelly and Kimbrel. I don't know how you replace that. And I'm still not real sure where Chris Sale is at. I'm really not. And I'm curious to see how some of their starters react after the use that they went through last year. When I look at the Central, I think it comes down to Cleveland and the Twins. And I think Cleveland has been more vulnerable than they've been in the last 4 or 5 years. And I think it's going to be tough for them to win that division because, I mean, I look at their offense right now. It doesn't scare you. I look at their bullpen. It doesn't scare you. Yes, their starting pitching is really good, but I think Minnesota's got a better offense. And I think that division will be really interesting with those two teams. And then when I look at the American League West, I think Houston clearly is the best team over there. Can Oakland repeat? I think so. I think there's a lot of young talent, but there's a lot of things that has to go right in their bullpen. And if they sustain a couple injuries in their bullpen without Sean Manaea, they could be in trouble.
Hey, Joe, one more thing. You mentioned Oakland. I got to ask you. I mean, they needed a new stadium back when you were playing, man. How bad is that?
When Reggie was playing.
That place is an armpit. What are they going to do out there? Any inkling, any insight as to when they're going to finally give the A's their rightful new home?
Well, I think it's going to happen, and I think it's going to happen in Oakland. The A's, it's a great place to play, though. There's a lot of excitement there. It's an enjoyable atmosphere to be on when you're on the field. The field is very nice. It's just the other amenities, the clubhouse, the cages, it's really, really run down. But it's a nice place to play. I think the atmosphere is great. And if you ever get a chance to go there for a game, it's enjoyable. But they need a new stadium. You know, sometimes I wonder why teams don't share stadiums in the big leagues like they do in spring training, because mm-hmm. you think about the investment, it saves a lot of money, and the field's being used every day.
Yep, no doubt. Joe, it's a pleasure. Glad you're a part of the Radio.com sports team, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
And the question before I came on was Giannis or, you know, quarterback. What about Christian Yelich? What happened to him?
True. Really? I completely agree with you.
I mean, I think he should be in that conversation too.
Yep, no doubt. And he's fast becoming a massive star, not only in the state of Wisconsin, but in baseball in general. He has another season like this. Now, I don't know if he can repeat the same second-half numbers that he did last year, but hitting for the cycle twice certainly obviously gave him the national spotlight. But he is a gem, and they've got him locked up for 4 years at an unbelievable price. Hey, that's the other thing. If you're, and I don't mean to keep you, but if you're the manager of this team, and you're looking at 4 years, but you know some of these guys are signing these contracts and the way the baseball is shaping up to look in 2021, aren't you kind of looking over the fence going, we got to get Christian Yelich locked up?
Yeah, I mean, they have him for 4 more years?
Yeah.
Well, I think I would wait a couple, you know, just to see what happens and see what happens with your club and what you need. And but, yeah, I mean, this guy's a special player. And I want to kick myself already because I wanted to pick him as a repeat MVP, and I let the analyst at MLB talk me out of it. I think he's going to repeat his MVP, too.
That's fantastic. Joe, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I hope to talk to you again down the road. We certainly thank you, okay?
Have a great day.
You too, pal. Talk to you later. Joe Girardi, former manager of the New York Yankees, player himself, got some rings, and he knows it from the inside and out. He's brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class, and he's part of our Radio.com Sports Insiders. Thanks to him for joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, go to SchneiderJobs.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O, O,